Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Krikorian, Executive Director of the Center for Immigration Studies. Mark, welcome to the show.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
So, Mark, obviously, Border Patrol, ICE, they've announced, and the president has announced that we have their task forces headed to the state of Louisiana, and in particular, where we're broadcasting from, the city of New Orleans. Folks have been going crazy. There's advice being given on how to evade, how to hide, how to avoid the enforcement operations of federal law enforcement, which is totally mystifying to me. That's not a straight line to an ordered and structured society. And people are saying that Border Patrol now in the interior of the United States is another unique problem, but I don't understand that either. Do you?
I understand it to the degree that people who support illegal immigration don't want the law enforced. I mean, that's why they're going to New Orleans, because it's a sanctuary city. And, they don't cooperate with immigration enforcement. And that doesn't mean that ICE or DHS or Border Patrol want cops, New Orleans police, to go around asking people for their papers. That's not DHS doesn't want that. What they want is when the cops, in the normal course of their business, arrest people for drunk driving, drug dealing, beating their wives, whatever it is, and their fingerprints are scanned. They go to the FBI, but they also go to DHS now, and ICE gets a hit and says, hey, this guy was deported 2 years ago. If he's here, he's a felon by definition, because it's a felony to come back. Please hold on to him for up to 2 days after you're done, whatever it is you all want to do at the local level. Try him, let him go, plea deal, whatever it is, that's your business. But let us know, and we'll come and pick him up and, have him go back where he belongs. New Orleans doesn't do that, and that's what sanctuary cities by definition are. And so what do you get? You have to get federal agents coming and, with lists of people that they're looking for, and go do enforcement on the street, which they'd rather not do. They'd rather just be in the jails and process all the people that the police arrest in their normal police business, but sanctuary cities don't allow that.
So, Mark, I was just talking about a number of immigration advocates and activists, as well as immigration lawyers, providing advice on how to secrete oneself when immigration comes around. They are telling business owners that more often than not, the reason that the public areas of a business that ICE and others are able to go into is because they grant consent. And they're advising folks that they should withhold consent. I made the observation, that's nice, you can do that, but you may pay the price, because I would suspect that you're going to have an I-9 audit coming your way. They have to give 3 days notice. And then if you don't have your proverbial it in order, you're going to have a huge problem. Your thoughts?
That's exactly right. The thing is that DHS isn't doing enough of that, which they should be doing. That's sort of the other half of immigration enforcement. Part of it is guys in body armor going out and, with a list of specific people they're looking for and going and getting them. The other half should be, instead of guys with body armor, it's kind of like you suggest, it's sort of guys with briefcases. Let's go and see your, computer records. Or, did you get a letter from Social Security saying that the information you submitted, the name and the Social Security number for a guy working for you, don't match our data. That kind of sort of paper enforcement has to be sort of the other hand, like you have, or the other front, sort of two fronts of enforcement. One is the guys with the badges. The other is the guys with the briefcases, and you got to do both. And in this case, this is exactly the kind of situation where that would help.
So, you know, when we talk about what's going on at the border recently, I think there was some new data that has been released. Tell us about that data.
Well, this is a Census Bureau survey data that they just collect all the time for the Labor Department, and unemployment numbers, all that stuff comes from Census Bureau surveys. And what we found from the partial release of the September data, it's not that they're hiding anything, it's just that this is sort of the first kind of 30,000 foot batch of view of the data that they're releasing, shows that the foreign-born population is continuing to decline. Because we looked at the detailed data for January through July, and what we found was that the total foreign-born population had declined by 2.2 million since Trump took over, or since the beginning of January. And of that, 1.6 million were illegal immigrants. Now, this is survey data, so, you know, it may end up being, when we get the final count, maybe it's 2 million, maybe it's 2.4 million. But the point is, there is a real decline in the illegal population especially. And most of that is not ICE deportations, it's self-deportations. And that's what they need to promote and are, in fact, promoting as much as possible.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In fact, a lot of the rhetoric and the announcements I find that are being made by ICE and others, I think, is simply trying to motivate and drive people to self-deport, right? I mean,
sure.
They're talking about coming into jurisdiction saying, we anticipate that we're going to arrest 50,000 illegals. I doubt very seriously that that's ever going to happen. But they're trying to encourage people to self-deport and to save the opportunity to come back to this country legally.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not even just that. It's also, if you're an illegal immigrant and you leave on your own before ICE catches up with you, you get to sort of put your affairs in order, pack up stuff, do whatever, make whatever arrangements you want, and, you know, leave in a kind of dignified way. You don't end up having to be arrested. The thing is, though, you can't just do that with, you know, PSAs on the radio and high-profile raids where you're, you know, targeting criminals, because most illegal immigrants aren't that kind of criminal. They've committed immigration-related crimes, but, you know, most of them aren't rapists or murderers. They're just ordinary working stiffs. And what you need is, like I said before, you have to join the kind of hard enforcement with soft enforcement related to the workplace and Social Security numbers and E-Verify audits, because that is how you get the ordinary non-rapist illegal aliens to reconsider and decide to go home.
You and I have talked about this before. Do you have any recent data on remittances from the U.S.? I mean, these are dollars that leave our economy, that we don't get the multiplier effect of once a transaction is made, a payment is made, that, you know, these dollars turn over in our economy. Some say in a micro sense, you know, in a particular geographic area, that dollar may turn over 7 to 9 times. And that multiplier is what drives our economy when you think about all the kind of micro economies across the 50 states. Do we have any current data on remittances?
Yeah, not from the U.S. side, but Mexico reported, there was a piece, this was for September, that remittances fell for the 6th consecutive month, remittances to Mexico. And obviously, U.S. is the main source of remittances to Mexico, and Mexico is the main place that U.S. remittances go to. So this gives us a good sense that money being sent home is going down. Now, it's not clear why that is. Are people, you know, leaving, so they're not sending money home? Are they, in other words, are they going home, so instead of sending money, they're just returning? Or are, you know, immigrants here just deciding to send less money? It's not clear what, but the remittances are definitely going down. And, you know, some people object when you point to remittances and they say, well, you know, yeah, it's a lot of money, but not in the scale of the, you know, our gigantic economy. But my response to that is, these remittances are coming from some of the places in the country that have the most need for capital. In other words, it's not like people in Wall Street are sending remittances to Mexico. This is people in poor areas. So instead of, say, somebody, let's just say legal immigrants, let's even take illegals out of it. Let's say instead of investing the money, saving up some money to, I don't know, buy a food truck or some other kind of investment like that, you're just sending the money back home to the deadbeat brother-in-law who, you know, uses it to pay his bills. That's taking capital out of the most capital-starved parts of the country. So the effect is actually bigger than you would suggest, than just looking at the numbers would suggest.
Yeah, we often don't look at it, you know, that way. And then you couple that with a new phenomenon that people are talking about, is that a number of folks that actually come here, either legally or illegally, have actually no desire to ultimately become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a long...
Which is contrary to what most people think. Most people think that the only reason they're coming here is to be a U.S. citizen. But the reality is many are motivated to come here to share in the largesse of what this country does for folks, you know, in some of the programs that we offer. And everyone denies, oh, there's no illegal in this program. And then you go conduct an audit and you find out there's a bunch. And it's a collection of one program after the other, and then the numbers become meaningful. But they have no intention of assimilating and becoming a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, I mean, and that's been the case really for any kind of immigration. I mean, people are coming for their own reasons. Usually it's jobs. Maybe they also have relatives here. Or maybe they just want to live in a place where the cops don't shake you down for bribes every time, you know, you get stopped. But the point is that it's sort of twofold. One is, yes, a lot of immigrants go back, and that's, we can harness that for illegal immigrants and get them to go back because maybe they didn't intend to stay at all. But the other side is that a lot of immigrants come with no intention of staying. It's like, well, I'm going to work for 3 years, save up money, go back home and buy a taxi cab and start my own little business. And then, you know, 3 years turns into 8 years, turns into 12 years, and they have kids. And you bring it up at the dinner table, and the kids are like, "What are you, crazy? We're not going back to Ghana. We're Americans." And so you want to get, especially illegals, to leave. The earlier you can push them out, the better, because the longer they stay, the less likely it is that they or their family members are going to say, you know, going to agree to go home.
And these economic patterns that we just talked about and outlined continue to go on and don't work to the benefit of our economy in so many different ways. But it's amazing how we don't want to talk about that. It's really amazing how a lot of people now are trying to give advice on how to avoid, you know, police activities, how to avoid arrest, how to avoid this, how to avoid that. I've never seen a time in this country like now where that seems to be the talk of the day.
Yeah, the thing is, especially on immigration, there's a significant part of the left that has come to the view that immigration law itself is immoral. In other words, any limits on foreigners wanting to come here is basically Jim Crow. And so they see it as heroic to subvert law enforcement in that respect. And, you know, that's a not a good place for the country, frankly.
No. In fact, I had someone ask me the other day, they said, I heard you say on radio that illegal immigrants that ask for a lawyer, they have to pay for their own lawyer. And it's like, why are we not giving them and paying for their lawyer? I said, because these are civil violations.
Right.
I said, you don't do that for citizens.
Exactly. I mean,
it'd be great if I could go get a government-appointed lawyer for free and I don't have to give up 40% of the award that I get in a personal injury case. The government's going to pay for all of that.
And the thing is, even illegal immigrants do get taxpayer-funded lawyers in criminal matters. If you're arresting somebody, an illegal immigrant, for, you know, drug dealing, he gets a lawyer and we pay for it. It's a criminal matter, but not civil matters. And deportation is a civil matter.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of folks don't recognize, you know, what the other side of it is, you know, where we're giving benefits to an illegal, but a citizen is not, none of those benefits inure to citizenship, which that, in my view, is fundamentally wrong on all fronts. As always, we appreciate your time, your insight. Mark Krikorian, Executive Director, Center for Immigration Studies. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you. You have a good weekend.
You too. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and text line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.